Well, a month ago in Breffni Park, Ryan Bradley was taken off in the first half. A disappointing day for you that day, Ryan, but if anything, perhaps one of your best games in Donegal jersey, because you had to move to midfield to replace Rory Kavanagh. That was a challenge in itself. You must be very pleased, not only with the team's performance, but with your own performance.
I am, Charlie. Now things went well for me today. Compared to the last day against Cavan, probably I was trying, things weren't going my way, you know, and that's the way it, you know. I got the chance to prove myself today again, happy enough, but, you know, but more than happy now the team's performance, you know, and I'm just glad the result went there.
Yeah, just when did you find out you were going to be playing midfield, Ryan?
Probably, you know, during the week here, probably we're doing training games, you know, I was playing there a wee bit, you know, so probably, you know, yeah. Where the games are going there.
And I know you play a lot there for the club, obviously, down in Buncrana, but it's a different step to take, and particularly to replace Rory Kavanagh, who's been having perhaps his best year ever for Donegal.
Oh, definitely. To come and try to follow Rory's bits is a hard job to do, you know, because the way Rory's played at the minute, he was outstanding the last day, you know, and Rory's just a natural footballer, but come on, though, and Big Neil was there to help me out, you know, so, and the rest of the boys in the half-back and half-forward then, so... We all pulled together and it worked well.
Yeah, Donegal the better side, but you just didn't get away from Derry, but I suppose goals play such an important role in the game. I saw footage of the first goal, and Colm Anthony looked as if he was trying to fist it for a point and got his arm pulled, and it dropped to Liam McAloon, who buried it in the net. Little moments like that make such a difference.
Probably getting fouled, you know, and I could see it from out the field, and I think the referee was in the blind side, he couldn't see him getting fouled, you know, and just a wee bit of luck, you know, and bounced to Leo and he put it in the net. And then probably after the second goal, you know, probably seen the Derry heads drop a wee bit, you know, and probably won it for us.
Yeah, we described Donegal's second goal as a typical Donegal goal. I'm not sure which Derry player had it. I think it was the midfielder, was it? The big number 9, Michael Shields. And there was three is around him and robbed him.
Dispossessed him.
Quick ball into Paddy McBertie. And from there, there was only one thing going to happen.
Paddy is very clinical now. He's probably unlucky. He should have had a second goal. Hit the post, you know, and went straight across the goal. Probably another bit of luck that went on the back of the net, you know. But
yeah.
I just worked hard, you know, and we probably got our rewards today.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you feel under pressure going into today's game, Ryan? You won down in Cavan. Most people expected you to. Derry coming in as an unknown quantity, really, here today.
We didn't probably know much about Derry this year. Probably the league form didn't tell probably what sort of side they are, you know. But there's always pressure coming to every game, you know. Probably more pressure on your Ulster champions, you know. But we're just taking each game to come, you know, and we're happy with that.
And it's been a big gap since the Cavan game to this one. Much half the gap now, 2 weeks to the Tyrone game. Is that a good thing that you can take this momentum and get out again quickly?
It probably is, you know, after the result we got today, you know, probably the way we're trying to play, you know, it helps us, you know, we're trying to open up, trying to play a bit more football, you know, so we're working hard on that, but Tyrone's still the team in Austin, you know, the way they played the last, you know, they're a hard team to beat.
Yeah.
But we'll put knuckle down now for 2 weeks, you know, and
I suppose the weight on Donegal's shoulders, Ryan, is that last year you were an unknown quantity and took a lot of people by surprise with the progress you made. This year the expectations are a bit higher.
Probably the expectations from the fans, you know, it's a lot higher this year, but I suppose you can't blame them after last, you know, but us and the squad, you know, we're just taking these games to come, you know, we're not getting carried away with the name.
And there's great competition for places in the squad as well.
Oh, definitely. There's a big squad of players there, and you've seen couple of changes come in today. Eamon McGee come in and Michael came back in, you know, and there's still Rory to come in there and Declan Walsh, you know, so, and the rest of the boys in the squad. So there's definitely training games now, there's plenty.
Yeah. Rory to come in, where are we going to put him now, Ryan?
Put him in the middle.
Move you back to where you're
at.
Absolutely. Listen, Ryan, fantastic performance today. Thanks for coming
up
and talking to us. Appreciate it.